أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this verse of the Quran Sharif, which we discussed part of it in some other majlis, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas, O ye people, O you human beings. Allah ta'ala is not addressing only the believers, the entire mankind, the whole insaniyat. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِزَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ, there has come to you مَوْعِزَة from your Rabb, نَسِيهَةٌ from your Rabb, waz from your Rabb. First of all, it is a waz, it is nasihat, and then it is from your Rabb, your sustainer, the one who designed you, the one who gave you your capabilities, your faculties, your understanding. And look at the way that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought you into this world. So He is your Rabb, He is your sustainer, and He has sent this kalam, this Quran Sharif to you, which is a maw'izat, something that encourages a person onto the doing of good things, and it distances the person from that which is haram, which is forbidden, which is sinful. It is a maw'izat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Waaz and nasihat, that is the purpose, that is the maqsad, that the person becomes obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he distances himself from everything that is haram, that is forbidden. He cleans and purifies himself internally and externally. The person, his aqaid come right. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala immediately after that says, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, that it is shifa, it is a cure for the sudur, for the hearts, and it is not the physical heart that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about, it is the spiritual heart. So the spiritual hearts, kufr, nifaq, shirk, all the aqaid, the batila, everything that is in the heart, this becomes a purification for that, this Quran Sharif. It is primarily for the purification of the diseases of the spiritual heart. Anger, jealousy, malice, greed, pride, arrogance. Now all these diseases of the heart, this Quran Sharif is a shifa for that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares it as a shifa. Together with that, it is shifa for physical ailments and illnesses, but it was not revealed just for that purpose. If a person recites some verse of the Quran Sharif for the purpose of shifa, then he will get shifa inshallah. But the real purpose was to purify the heart, to purify the soul. And then immediately after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that for the believers, it is guidance and it is rahmat. It is guidance and it is rahmat. It is a mercy. In another verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So without going into any detail tafsir in this majlis, we have to understand that the Quran Sharif was for guidance. The Quran Sharif was not just for recitation. When the month of Ramadan will come now, we will recite the Quran Sharif in abundance. But then the rest of the 11 months of the year, we will not follow the guidance of the Quran Sharif. Whereas what is required is that the person must translate that knowledge of the Quran Sharif into action. If you look at all the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it says that it must be translated into action. That is what was required. The Quran Sharif, the azmat of which no person can really describe. It is the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And until the mu'mineen, the believers, until the believers were looking into the Quran Sharif for guidance, and they were following the guidance of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them elevation, Allah ta'ala gave them victory, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them progress. بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ With this kitab, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَلَى رَرْفَوْا بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَوْا بِهِ آخْرِينَ That those who practice on the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them elevation. And those who did not practice on the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them disgrace, He brought them down, He made them zaleel, He made them khar, no worth, no value at all in the eye and sight of anyone. That is what happened when they distanced themselves from the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ke neend mein sula rakha hai. Akbar says, Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai, ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Is daur mein wo khush naseeb hai Akbar, jisne Quran Majeed khula rakha hai. That person is the fortunate person who has kept the Quran Sharif open. Not just for recitation, but for amal. Of course, we will get sawab, and we must not consider that also as something insignificant. We will get sawab on the recitation of the Quran Sharif. If there had been no sawab for recitation without understanding, then would this little young child have been interested in memorizing the Quran Sharif? And all the our women folk and so many millions of people who recite the Quran Sharif, would they have recited if there was no sawab? But then at the same time, that was not the purpose, that was not the maqsad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, he loved his grandchildren. And this grandson of mine, alhamdulillah, only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, that whenever he used to come home, he's got his Quran Sharif and he's reading and he's reading and he's reading. He was one of those that we had to say that now please leave your Quran Sharif for a little while and eat, drink. But he had so much of shock all the time reading Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala reward his ustad and him. And mashallah, he can give you a door of 3 paras, 5 paras, inshallah, without any error and mistake. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal. Now would they have recited if there was no sawab? So Quran Sharif recitation, there is sawab. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants that we must make amal on it. So therefore he says, Dunya ne deen ko bula rakha hai. At present, the world seems to have forgotten deen altogether. Ghaflat ki neend mein sula rakha hai. Indifference, negligence. Shariat has taken a back seat. The Quran Sharif is on the shelves. Now and again we read it. When somebody passes away, then we say bring the Quran Sharif. When to take a qasam, we say bring the Quran Sharif. Otherwise the Quran Sharif is for the shelves. Is daur mein khush naseeb wo hai Akbar jisne Quran Majeed khula rakha hai. That person who keeps the Quran Majeed open, that person is the fortunate person, is the lucky person. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it is rahmat, it is a mercy. For the believers it is a mercy. To look at the Quran Sharif, the person gets mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is rewarding just to look at the Quran Sharif. To kiss the Quran Sharif. To keep the Quran Sharif in a respectable manner. To read the Quran Sharif. To understand the Quran Sharif. To write the Quran Sharif, to make tafsir of the Quran Sharif, to make propagation of the Quran Sharif. Everything that's related to the Quran Sharif is nothing but rewarding. And you have heard many times ahadith and virtues of the memorization of the Quran Sharif. We repeat these things because the Quran Sharif itself repeats many, many things. Look at the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Fir'aun. How many places Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses it. But that is the mu'jaza of the Qur'an Sharif, that every word, there could have been no word more better in that place where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used it. Every letter, every word, every syllable, it is a mu'jaza. And look at the style of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nasihat also. It is mu'izat. So look at the style of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nasihat also. That there is no fixed pattern in it. But so beautifully Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala switches over sometimes from the story of some prophet of the past to some ahkam and some laws of sharia. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala suddenly moves on to his glory and his azmat. And then talks about Jannat and Jahannam and brings you back. It's so beautiful. It is as if you are sailing away on a ship in very, very calm and beautiful waters. So beautiful the Quran Sharif is. It takes you through different places. And now we have so many authentic and reliable tafasir of the Quran Sharif. So read and see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to do. Allah ta'ala could have revealed a Quran Sharif like how the constitution or how the laws of the government, they say that this is our government and you must obey and follow whatever our instructions, our commands, our directives and our laws, our regulations and our legislation. And thereafter A, B, C, D, this is what you must do. And if you don't do this, then jail and prison sentence. And fines. Allah Ta'ala could have done that. But look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love for mankind. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives you stories of the nations of the past. Look at the causes of their rise and the causes of their decline. And see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala favored them. And when they obeyed Allah Ta'ala, how He elevated their status, how He rewarded them, how He gave them salvation and najat from the Fir'auns of the time. And from those who were unjust, and those who were oppressing, and those who were tyrannizing. And when they disobeyed, then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala punished them, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala degraded them, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought them down from that high pedestal. Now he discusses all those things so that the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes in the heart, the love of good deeds come in the heart, and the person wants to do those things which are pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at Surah Ar-Rahman, so many places, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So now the question arises that in many of those ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about Jahannam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about his azab. Wherever Allah ta'ala is talking about his ni'mat, so there we can say, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. In other words, which ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are you going to reject? Are you going to deny? Which ni'mat? Allah ta'ala mentioned so many ni'mats. Read Surah Ar-Rahman and see how many ni'mats. But then in many of those ayat, Allah ta'ala is also talking about the azab of Jahannam. So now we will say that, is this a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala? That he's talking about azab of Jahannam. And he say, are you going to deny that? And with regards to Fabi Ayya Allah Rabbikum Atukaziban, one alim used to say, in those days they used to have shops down and homes on top. Most of the places in the small towns, they used to have their shops at the bottom and the houses on top. So he said, look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ni'mats upon us. Niche dukan, upar makan. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Kaisi ni'mat-e Allah Ta'ala de. And that was the truth. It was a ni'mat. That person didn't have to go distances to go and earn his livelihood. So now the question is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about azab, and then he says that فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So they too, the Mufassirin, have explained that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's explaining to us or giving us the details of what is in Jahannam, that is a ni'mat. It is a ni'mat because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he describes Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam, so then the believers or whosoever recites those verses, so they will make an effort to keep themselves away from Jahannam. So it is like warning the person that, look, don't go in this direction because you will meet disaster. A person is going on a road and you know that there are hijackers there, there are murderers there, there are killers there. And if you tell him that, look, this road that is going in this direction, on that road there's hijackers, there's murderers, there's killers, and there's some lions and tigers. So what are you doing? You are telling him that, look, don't take that road because you will meet your doom. You will suffer. You will face difficulties and problems. So you rather take this road, which is peaceful, quiet, and it will take you to your destination without any difficulty, without any problems. So isn't that a ni'mat now, that you have given that person that direction? So therefore, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So this point just came to mind because I was telling you that the Quran Sharif, whichever word you look at, whichever syllable, whichever statement or whichever ayat of the Quran Sharif, that is the most appropriate word and that is the most appropriate verse. And it is a mu'jiza of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that it is rahmat. Now to get that rahmat, the person has to make amal on that Quran Sharif. So for the believers, it is indeed a mercy from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore in the dua also which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make after the recitation of the Quran Sharif, he used to say, Allahumma arhamni bil Quran al-azim, waj'alhu li imaman wa nuran wa hudan wa rahma. So the Quran Sharif is full of rahmat, it is full of mercy, it is shifa for the hearts, for the sicknesses and the diseases of the heart. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave so much of virtues of the Quran Sharif. Every book of Hadith Sharif, of the authentic books, has got a chapter on the virtues of the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah quotes that Hadith Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is Hadith Qudsi, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that, oh my servant, I'm just giving you the gist of that, oh my servant, if you are walking and you receive a letter from your friend, then you move one side and then you will read that letter properly, thoroughly. I'm just giving you an explanation. You won't allow even one word to go by because it is a dear friend of yours and after some time now you have received his letter. So you will give so much of attention to it because it has come from your beloved and you don't want anybody to disturb you. But he says this Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, it is my letter to you. Now look at the indifference that you show. You don't pay the attention that you pay to the letter of your friend. You don't read it as you would read the letter of your friend. You don't try to understand it as you would understand the letter of your friend and your beloved. So then is that friend's letter more precious than my Quran Sharif, my kitab? The Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi reports, he says that the Quran Sharif in whichever home it is going to be recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increases the barakat in the sustenance of that person. Everybody is searching for barakat, barakat. He says we can't seem to have any kind of satisfaction. There's no barakat in our homes. Say that Quran Sharif in which homes it is recited, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give barakat in the sustenance of those people. The goodness of those people will increase. The well-being of the people will increase. And the angels will enter those homes. So now the person will be in the shadow of the angels. Rahmat will come with those angels. And the devils will go out of those homes. The devils will go out of those homes. And those homes in which the Quran Sharif is not recited, and without exaggeration, we are living in a time where the majority of the ummah has got no time to read the Quran Sharif, either at home or in the masjid or anywhere. The television, the newspapers, the magazines, and all the other ala bala has overtaken us. We've got time for everything else, but there's no time for the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So he says, those homes in which there will be no recitation of the Quran Sharif, then the barakat of the sustenance of that person will be gone. The provisions of that person will become straightened and tightened and narrowed. then even if that person is earning plentiful, but he will have no barakat in it. It will become like the mizaj of Jahannam. That Jahannam's mizaj and nature is hal mim mazid, hal mim mazid, hal mim mazid. Any more, any more, any more. It will never get tired and never get full. Until Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cast his tajalli and say, qat, qat, qat. Then it will say, right, enough now. So Jahannam will never get filled. So we can see that then that person with plentiful also, but there will be no barakat. So the barakat of that person's sustenance will be gone. His sustenance and risk will become straitened and narrowed. And his well-being will diminish and decrease. And instead of angels, the devils will enter those homes. And the angels will go out of those homes. Now when angels are going to go out of those homes, and devils are going to come into those homes, then will there be a shortage after that of people who are affected with jadu and with seher and with jinnat and with all other kinds of devils and problems? Some will be genuinely affected as a test, that's a different thing. But the majority of us who are complaining, then we must look what have we got in those homes of ours. Have we introduced angels into those homes? Have we invited them? Or have we invited the devils? If we have invited the devils, then no Taweez in the world will solve that problem. We can tie 1 dozen Taweezes. Some people have become majmua of Taweezes. Taweez around the neck, Taweez around each shoulder, Taweez at the back, and Taweez on the chest, and Taweez everywhere, and Taweez on the ceiling, and Taweez, but nothing is helping. So we must check, where are we going wrong? The Hadith Sharif says the devils will come in, then they are going to trouble. But as I said, that we must not again just generalize and say every person who has got some kind of jinn jadu problem, then is definitely not reading Quran Sharif and devils came in there. Then we'll become just like that parrot, which story you heard many times. But for those who didn't hear it, that there was a parrot, and that parrot, because of its talking, therefore it used to invite a lot of customers into that business, and the business was flourishing. Then one day accidentally the parrot dropped a bottle of expensive perfume. It's an example. So the master beat it on his head and made it bald. So it stopped talking. Complete silence. Now customers are coming, not coming inside because the parrot has stopped talking. So after some time, one bald-headed person walked in. So when it looked at the bald-headed person, it said, oh, it seems that you too dropped somebody's expensive perfume. It must have given you a good hiding on your head. That's why no hair left on your head. So now we mustn't generalize that any person who suffers there, then definitely. But what I am saying is the majority. If you have to look at our homes, what have we introduced in there? Music, TV programs which are of the haram kind, so many filthy pictures and all those things have flooded our homes. Then we say, now there's no barakat, there's no barakat. So how is there going to be barakat? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he has given so much of virtues of the Quran Sharif. Read Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah alayhi's Fazail of Quran Sharif. See how much of virtues have been mentioned there. Virtues for the huffaz, virtues for just recitation of the Quran Sharif. Everything. I really like what Hazrat Maulana Azdeen Puri Rahmatullah alayhi to say. He said, Quran Sharif ek ajeeb kitab hai. Quran Sharif ko jo padhta hai, to wo qari ban gaya. قرآن شریف کو جو پڑھتا ہے وہ قاری بن گیا قرآن شریف کی جو تبلیغ کرتا ہے وہ مبلغ بن گیا قرآن شریف کی جو تفسیر کرتا ہے وہ مفسر بن گیا قرآن شریف کی جو تفسیر کرتا ہے وہ مفسر بن گیا قرآن شریف جو بیٹھ کر کے پڑھاتا ہے وہ معلم بن گیا اور قرآن شریف پر جو عمل کرتا ہے وہ ولی اللہ بن گیا. That person became waliullah, who made amal on it. All the other things you get sawab, but making amal on it you become waliullah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals this Quran Sharif for our benefit, as a guidance for us. It is shifa from all the sicknesses of the spiritual kind. And also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept shifa in there for the physical diseases. But it is really for those spiritual diseases. If a person really has to read the Quran Sharif with an open mind, he's not biased. Then as he is going along, if he is a disbeliever, he'll accept Islam. But he must have an open mind. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Quran Sharif was revealed in the month of Ramadan. All of us know that. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ Again, هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ It is hidayat. Whichever way you look at it. So the azmat of that Quran Sharif must come into our hearts. Says the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, Hazrat Fuzail Rahmatullah, says the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he must not engage in nonsensical talk with those people who engage in such kind of nonsensical talk. That means if there's a group of people that are engaged in talk which is of the haram kind, something that is displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he says that Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, because he is a standard bearer of Islam, therefore he must not engage in that. He must distance himself from there. And he must not become like those who forget the Quran Sharif. So now this person, if he is a standard bearer and he is told that he must not participate in nonsensical talk, that's all. I mean, the talk only that they are engaging in is nonsense. It is futile and useless. Or it is displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then what about them participating, engaging in activities of the haram kind with friends? If just the talking, they said, you must distance yourself. You must immediately think that I've got the Quran Sharif in my heart. It is a great amanat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has placed it in my heart. And must distance yourself nicely. Get away from there if you can't change the direction of that talk. So then what about going with those friends to rave clubs, discos, cinemas, theatres? Can there be any justification for sitting and watching together the television programs or watching the haram sites on the internet or engaging in some kind of communication with illicit beloveds for hafiz of the Quran Sharif? Can there be any justification? It is haram for everyone, but even more for that person who has got the Quran Sharif in his heart. When the azmat of the Quran Sharif will come, then we will see how it changes the condition of the heart. Then that person will get the barakat and the noor and the rahmat of that. One person was reciting the Quran Sharif, and then suddenly he just kept the Quran Sharif and he started going from this wall to that wall. Hazrat Mawla Wasiullah Rahmatullah asked him, what happened? He said, bas Quran Sharif ne pakad liya. Quran Sharif ne pakad liya. Now what does he mean by Quran Sharif ne pakad liya? Some ayat of the Quran Sharif that he was reciting, because of that noor of taqwa that he had in his heart, it had such an effect on his heart that he couldn't take that tajalliyat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that was descending with such force at the time of the recitation of that ayat. Now, how many of us really experienced any kind of tajalli of and noor of the Quran Sharif coming into our hearts when we are reciting the Quran Sharif? The person is reciting the Quran Sharif, he's got it here, now he's talking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He's reading the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not listen to anything more attentively than he listens to the recitation of the Quran Sharif by the reciter of the Quran Sharif. The Hadith Sharif says, the mafhum of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens very, very attentively when a person is reciting the Quran Sharif. So all that tajweed and qira'at and that beautification in our reading and all must be then when there is nobody else listening except Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We will read very beautiful when it comes to jalsas, but when it comes to reading for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then at that time, then we read Ya'lamun ta'lamun, Ya'lamun ta'lamun. As someone said, Washamsi wa duhaha. Beech mein sirf haha aur aakhir mein uqbaha. Bas khatam. He said that Tarawih is tarah padhte hai ki Allahu Akbar, then the holy year in the beginning was shamsi wa zuhaha. And after that he reads at such speed, like Tufan Mail of Pakistan, that you only hear ha ha ha. And at the end you hear some uqbaha. So is that recitation. So it's Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens very attentively when a person is reciting the Quran Sharif. More attentively than a master listens to his servant, to his singing girl. Those days used to have the singing, even now they've got. So more attentively than that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens to the recitation of the Kalam. It is His Kalam. You are reciting it. But it is also Allah Ta'ala's Kalam. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is listening to it so attentively. Now when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is listening to it that attentively, now if that person has got the Quran Sharif in his hand, but he is worried about everything else that is happening around him, then can he be reading it? Can he be reading it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? So we must not be disappointed, we must not despair, we must not say that now we must stop reading Quran Sharif. When these things are mentioned, it means that we must make an improvement. Every year that goes by, we must make a little bit of improvement. If we were reading like that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, so now it must not carry on lifelong. Read a little, but read it properly. Read it, learn some tajweed. There are so many people who are prepared to teach. And there are 28 letters of the alphabet, of the Arabic. How long does it take to learn? So read the Quran Sharif correctly. Read it with this realization that my Allah's kalam it is. Hazrat Ikramah radiallahu ta'ala anhu should say, Haza kalamu rabbi, and collapse, unconscious. What must be crossing his mind when he said that? We say the same thing, Haza kalamu rabbi. But no lightning strikes our heart. So it is a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now if there is so much of virtues just for the recitation of the Quran Sharif, how much of virtues for the memorization of the Quran Sharif? Look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And if the person is then understanding it and then making amal on it, and in fact that real recitation is that recitation on which amal is made. You will never find one sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam who understood recitation of the Quran Sharif to mean just recitation and no practice. You will never find one. That what they understood by recitation is just recite, no amal. So the need is now to make amal on that Quran Sharif. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chosen the hearts of these uffaz for the protection and the safeguard of His Kalam. They are the hearts that Allah Ta'ala has chosen. And if Allah Ta'ala chooses those hearts, then it means they have been selected by Allah Ta'ala. It's not a question of election. This is not election, this is selection. If we had to have an election, that who is going to have the opportunity of becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, that only those people that we elect in a democratic manner, by popular vote, then they will be given the opportunity. Then you think the poor people of the villages and the remote areas, they would have had an opportunity. So this is a selection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Can be the poorest person in a village that is remote and far away. Person is living in a shack, but he is a believer in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And he wants his child to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chosen the heart of that person will become a hafiz in that shack. It's a selection of Allah Ta'ala. But then the hafiz also must understand that if I have been selected, so then I must do justice to this selection. Otherwise it leaves the heart of the hafiz very, very quickly. Very quickly. In conclusion, I just wish to bring to your attention one simple prescription, especially for the huffaz. You can pass it on. It has helped without exaggeration, I'm telling you, because I'm dealing with huffaz of the Quran Sharif. Many who forgot the Quran Sharif after they went into businesses, they went into professions, or they neglected it and they seem to have forgotten. Now when we have to tell them that sit and read, make para, one para door, make two para door, so they say very difficult, we can't do it, we don't have the time. So wherever I go, I give them one simple prescription. I gave it in England, I gave it in America, I gave it in Bangladesh, I gave it in Pakistan, and South Africa, and whosoever practiced on it, because you have to do something. It's not a question of you don't have to do anything. You have to do something. Even food, no matter how delicious and it has been prepared and it is everything ready, but still you'll have to pick it up and put it into your mouth and chew for it to get digested. So in the same way here, but it's simple. That namaz is first 5 times a day. There is no getaway from that. No hafiz of the Quran Sharif can say, well, no, namaz is not first 5 times a day. So namaz is first 5 times a day. So the hafiz of the Quran Sharif, he has to go for Fajr Salat. Or if he is staying in an area where there is no masjid nearby, then he is going to make it at home, but he has to make the Fajr Salat. So before the Fajr Salat, now he's already a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, so before the Fajr Salat, now if he's going to the masjid, then try and get there by azan time, make the 2 sunnat, and now you still got about 10 minutes before the namaz. So in that time, read just 3 rukus of the Quran Sharif. 3 rukus between the sunnat and before the farz namaz starts. Now for a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, that won't take 5 minutes. But we're giving him at least about allowance of 10 minutes in which to read it properly. So 3 rukus of the Quran Sharif, 5 to 7 minutes it will take, because he is a hafiz already, but he forgot. So now read 3 rukus. After the farz namaz, instead of running away, read the same 3 rukus again, the same 3. Zuhur time, get there, make your wuzu, be ready by azan time. After the azan, make your for sunnat. Then you still got about 10 minutes, 7, 8 minutes or 10 minutes to the farz namaz. Again, read the same 3 ruku that you read in the morning. After the namaz, instead of running away, read your 2 sunnat and read the same 3 rukus. Or read it in the sunnat, but read the same 3. Do the same for asar, do the same for maghrib, do the same for isha. So what you have really done is recited 3 rukus, the same 3. Fajr, Zuhur, Maghrib, Isha, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. So 10 times you have recited the 3 rukus. The next day you take the next 3 and do the same thing. Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, the same 3. The third day you take the next 3. So on an average, 6 days time, inshallah, you will finish 1 para of the Quran Sharif. On Sunday then you read Fajr time 4, Zuhur time another 4, and try to revise that whole para. The next week you take the next one, again the same, 3, 3, 3. The third week you take the next 3. You carry on like that, inshallah, in a month's time, you will finish 4 to 5 paras of the Quran Sharif. Simple and easy. So in a month's time, if you finish 4 to 5 paras, then inshallah, in 6 months' time, on an average, you will finish the whole Quran Sharif. Now if you carry on like that, you haven't read 1 Quran Sharif. What you have really read is 10 Quran Sharifs. Now if you have to tell that person that sit and read 1 time, 30 rukus, he'll say very difficult. If you tell the person that sit down now and read 30 rukus, it's very difficult. But like this, 3 times 10, he's read 30 rukus. And without any pain and problem and difficulty and pressure. And now and again, if you slip up here, you add on there. But try it out. Many, many people, alhamdulillah, accountants, business people, many have written to me. One person wrote recently, even from Saudi Arabia, that he practiced on this. So try it out and see how simple and easy. Start it off. Inshallah, your door will be easy too, and the person will remember it too. And then make an effort to make amal on it. Ilahi hame amil Qur'an kar de, phir naye sire se musalma ko musalma kar de. Ilahi phir hame amil Qur'an kar de, نئے سرے سے مسلمان کو پھر مسلمان کر دے. وہ پیمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں, وہ پیمبر جسے سرتاج رسول کہتے ہیں, اس کی امت کو ذرا تابع قرآن کر دے, اس کی امت کو ذرا تابع قرآن کر دے. مسلمانوں نہ گھبراؤ, ابھی اسلام باقی ہے. مسلمانوں نہ گھبراؤ, ابھی اسلام باقی ہے. ابھی قرآن باقی ہے. خیر میک دعا اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی وزت توفیق و فمر. ابھی اسلام زندہ ہے, ابھی قرآن باقی ہے. Quran shall remain no matter how much of forces try to destroy the Quran Sharif, because Allah Ta'ala chose hearts for the memorization of the Quran Sharif. Where are they going to destroy those hearts? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا راحم المساکین, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. اے میرے اللہ, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے رب کریم, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اے میرے اللہ, ہم بہت ہی گنہگار ہے, سیاہ کار ہے, بدکار ہے, مجرم اور خطا کار ہے. ہم گندے ہیں, ناپاک ہیں. اے اللہ, ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے. یا اللہ, وی شوڈ گریٹ نیگلیجنس آف دا ریسیٹیشن آف دا قرآن شریف. وی ہیو فیلڈ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دا قرآن شریف. وی ہیو فیلڈ ٹو میک عمل آن دا قرآن شریف. We have failed to propagate the message of the Qur'an Sharif. Ya Allah, this is a great injustice that we have done to the Qur'an Sharif. Ya Allah, tonight with the barakat of the completion of the hifz of the Qur'an Sharif, we seek from you forgiveness for this major injustice that we have committed, this major crime that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, hamein maaf kar de, puri ummat ko maaf kar de. Ya Allah, if we had done justice, so many people would have entered the fold of Islam. So many people would have been connected with you. So many people would have been the beneficiaries of your rahmat, your mercy, your kindness. Ya Allah, humne bahut bada jurm kiya, hamein maaf farma. Hamari zindagi jo gunahon mein guzar gayi, wo to guzar gayi. Hamari zindagi jo baqi hai, Ya Allah, the life that is gone is gone. We cannot bring a single second back from that life. But the life that remains, we seek from you. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, hamare sagira, kabira, amadan, khata'an, zahiri, batini, har gunah ko maaf farma. Forgive all the sins that we have committed. Sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, of the tongue, of the hands and feet, of the heart and mind. Oh, my beloved Allah, by distancing ourselves from you, we gained nothing except zillat around the globe. Ya Allah, we gained nothing but humiliation, disgrace and suffering. But my beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not broadcasting our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Ya Allah, you dearly love those who turn towards you and seek forgiveness of all their sins. Ya Allah, puri ummat ko bakhsh de. Ya Allah, mere is nawase ne jo Quran Sharif khatam kiya, Ya Allah, isse tu razi ho ja. Ya Allah, isko qubool kar le. Ya Allah, accept his ustad, Maulana Qasim sahab. Ya Allah, accept his parents. Ya Allah, accept his grandparents. Accept each and every one who in any way assisted and helped him in the learning, in the recitation, and in the completion. Oh, my beloved Allah, inko nek bana de, salih bana de, inko alim ba amal bana de. Ya Allah, inko apne waqt ke mashayikh mein se bana de. Ya Allah, inko deen aur dunya dono se mala mal kar de. Ya Allah, inse azim ush shan deeni khidmatein le le. Ya Allah, sab kuch tere haath mein hai. Ya Allah, the future is in your hands. We are seeking from you the best of dunya and akhirat for him. And for all the huffaz, and for all the ulama-e-deen, and for all the mashayikh, and for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we seek the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the suffering that mankind is going through. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of drought and famine and floods and AIDS and all kinds of sicknesses and diseases which have become rife because of our sins. Ay Allah, give Islam and Iman to the disbelievers. Unko hidayat de de. Ya Allah, unko hidayat de de. Make them worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, there is no shortage of space in your Jannah, no matter how many people accept Islam. Ya Allah, those who have become believers, Ya Allah, those who believe in you, those who believe in your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who believe in the Day of Judgment, those who believe in the Quran Sharif as your kalam, Ya Allah, sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de. Bless us with your marifat, bless us with yaqeen in you, bless us with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, jo bhi bimar hai, Ya Allah, with the barakat of the completion of the hifz of the Quran Sharif, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. So many people, Ya Allah, in our homes, in our families, in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they are sick and ailing. There are so many in the hospital, so many have undergone operations. And so many will be undergoing operations. Ya Allah, sab ko shifa ata farma. Shifa is in your hands, my beloved Allah. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin dast-e khuda mein. Hey mere maula, hey mere rahim, kareem Allah. Hame apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Give us the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to understand the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh my beloved Allah, hamare dilo ka hal badal de. ہمارے دلوں کا حال بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدا یا فضل فرما دل بدل دے یا اللہ all the works of deen that are taking place accept them Ya Allah, jitne bhi talaba alim ban rahe, unko alim ba amal bana de. Ya Allah, jo hifz kar rahe, unko huffaz-e-kiram. Ya Allah, asani ke saath bana de. Har cheez ko asan kar de. Har mushkilat ko dur kar de. Ya Allah, protect them from the vicious environment. Ya Allah, protect them from vicious environment. Ya Allah, unko nek sohbat ata farma. Ya Allah, unko nek sohbat ata farma. ہر قسم کے خرافات سے گناہوں سے معصیت سے ان کی حفاظت فرما دنیا کی آفتوں سے حفاظت فرما زمین کی آفتوں سے حفاظت فرما آسمان کی آفتوں سے حفاظت فرما یا اللہ تیرے سایہ رحمت میں ہم سب کو رکھ. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, how much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, we have to die one day. We have to leave this world one day. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some filthy film, reading some filthy magazine. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. How can we be in haram establishments and places when we don't know when the angel of death is going to visit? Ya Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, then take us to Madina Tayyiba, at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. Let our souls depart. ہماری روح جھومتی ہوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے, بقی میں ہمیں دفن نصیب فرمائے. یا اللہ, if it is not muqaddar, there wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our time, in our life. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless our wives and children and family members with that goodness. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma, hamare masajid, madaris, khankao ki hifazat farma, tabligh o daawat ki mehnat ki hifazat farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.